Okay, let's get started. We're here on our third and final day. Welcome back. Our very first speaker today is Doug Norman from the Nueces County District Attorney's Office. He is going to be speaking to us about tricks on the trade, appellate tips from both sides. So please join me in welcoming Doug Norman.
Good morning. This basically is my first time to present at this or any major conference. And what I'm going to do with tips of the trade is going to be a little innovative. So first time presenter, innovative. Hey, what could go wrong there? It reminds me a little of a few nights ago when I took a walk with my son and our dog Cookie. And it was a little late at night, and so we needed a flashlight. So I looked around for one. I couldn't find one with batteries that worked. Well, I found an old, camping headlamp. Now, my son said to me, "Dad, you look goofy with that thing on. Don't wear that." And he certainly didn't want to wear it. So, I said, "But we need light to see. It's dark." So my son came up with a bright idea of strapping the headlight onto the dog. And he would be walking there in front of us, and hey, what could go wrong with that? Well, he was able to put the headlamp on, but instead of going in a straight line, the way we anticipated, the dog, of course, was... And so, of course, it was all disorganized. We didn't know where we were going. I hope that my new and innovative presentation will be a little better and less disorganized than putting a headlamp on a dog. So I want to just mention that this was originally supposed to be a presentation with myself representing the prosecution and Jesse Freud representing the defense bar. Jesse had a family situation that she had to take care of, and so it fell to me to actually kind of try to represent both sides. So I promise I will represent the prosecution, and for the defense, I will try to be as defensive as possible. Tip number one, learn to dance. Why it's important to move back and forth between facts and law in legal analysis and drafting. The art of the dance. Legal analysis involves something like a dance with the facts and the law. Each informs and guides the other, and guides the search for the other. In this dance, sometimes the law leads, and sometimes the facts lead. We as attorneys, appellate attorneys, we're always looking for some sort of an analogy to use, a concrete analogy, when we're trying to explain a complex legal issue. Well, I thought, let's try to use a complex or a concrete analogy to explain kind of the work we do on an appeal. And I thought the best analogy I can think of is a ballroom dancing couple, where one is the law and the other is the facts. In some cases, the law is relatively clear, but the facts are convoluted. And in that case, the facts really lead us in that dance. They still need the law there, and they are informed by the law, but we're really led by the facts. In other cases, it's the opposite. The facts are relatively clear, but it's the law that's unsettled and convoluted, and there the law leads us. And sometimes both the facts and the law are convoluted and complicated, and there they take turns leading us and guiding us through this process. Common patterns of the dance. Let's take a case where you go first to the law. Your issue involves a well-known legal doctrine, and you turn it first to legal research to find the seminal case, Smith, which tells you that A, B, and C are relevant facts that will determine whether the doctrine applies. Then you move over to the facts. You then go to the record of your case to look for A, B, and C. In the process, A and B are clearly there, but instead of C, you find D, which looks somewhat like C, but not exactly. So what do? You go back to the law, and you look for research to see if D appears in any opinions and how it might have been treated. You find an opinion, Jones, where D is present, and it's relevant to the issue. But E is also present, and it helps D look a little more like C. So you go back to the facts to see if there's anything that looks like E in your fact pattern. The lesson learned is that factual summarization, legal research, analysis, and drafting, it's not really a linear process.